Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out.
Good morning, Gwinnett, and North Fulton, and Barrow, and Hall, because yes, we also are in those areas. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Voris, Choices to You. How y'all doing today? Hope you're doing well. Hey, today I have a pretty, well, they're always special, but this one I think is even more special, mainly because of the desserts I'm sitting there looking at that are staring in my face going, eat me. And I can't. I got to wait. I got to try to show a little bit of, you know, restraint. No, I don't. Well, just for a minute. Just let me get going, and then I'll get our guest talking, and then it's all, you know, it's all on. Well, today I am happy to say I have Melissa Gunderson with Morsels by Melissa. Now, that is not a local restaurant per se. She is a caterer, though I know, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, she has some really cool news about something in regards to the Mall of Georgia area. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
It's always a pleasure. We know that you have been a great partner, even though we haven't partnered that long, but you've been doing a lot as far as even supplying some goodies that we get to go to businesses with and promote our catering and promote you for catering. So we're working on that. And we're going to start seeing results. It just takes time. This is why we're doing the show, too.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes, definitely looking forward to it. And that, again, is why I like to have you on here so we can introduce. Don't worry about the man with the camera. Now, she's told me a little bit of her background, but yet she's told me that she gets a little nervous when she gets, and though there's nobody looking at you.
Public speaking, not so good.
Yeah, but we're not
have
really.
Have me sing something, I'm good.
Well, we're not really public speaking. We're just talking to a microphone that we were told basically to almost act like we're eating the damn thing. Oh, I cursed. Oh, darn. Look, Melissa, tell me a little bit about yourself. Okay, I was asking you off camera, listen to me, off the show about you being a chef, and tell me what you were saying about yourself.
I've been a chef for many, many, many years, about 20 years. Before I was a chef, I was an opera singer. That took me to New York City, where I worked with, on the side. I worked with three of the top caterers there, and I honed my skills. I ended up being a private chef for a couple of years. In 2000, I moved back to Atlanta. I stopped singing professionally. I moved back to Atlanta, and I opened my own business, Morsels by Melissa. And I also worked with several caterers here in Atlanta while I continued to grow my business.
Okay. So. Now, which you said you did private catering.
Mm-hmm.
So you were doing it for, I guess, individuals or companies or?
I worked for two different families.
Okay.
One of which is based in Atlanta and London.
Oh, wow.
So with that family, I got to travel all over the world.
That's
I went
fine.
To four different countries with them, and they have a 30,000-acre ranch out in Colorado where I was able to cook fresh elk, fresh bison.
Wow.
The guy that was on the property, their what do you call it, groundsman or whatever, he would go trout fishing, and I would cook fresh trout for the day. I mean, it was beautiful. It was a great experience.
Wow. Wow. Well, I got to take it that you must be pretty darn good at what you do. Just a little bit, because you can't be. You're not gonna be bad and work for somebody that has all that and be able to travel.
Yeah, I mean, praise God every day that people love my food because you know that's job security right
that
there.
That is. As a matter of fact, on that note, the food that you brought today was some extra that you made for an event that's in.
I believe they were going to North Carolina for a wedding.
All right.
They were going to be smoking their own meats and doing their own barbecue. They'd been practicing for months, the bride and the groom, on their green egg.
Nice.
And they wanted some non-conventional sides for barbecue.
Gotcha.
You know, normally you get mac and cheese, baked beans, slaw, all this stuff, which I do. Mm-hmm. I make a lot of that.
Yes, you do.
However, they were getting sweet potatoes with cilantro and mirin vinaigrette, a quinoa salad with roasted carrots and spinach.
Mm.
And the other one is Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are really big right now, and I make them with maple syrup and bacon and just really good sides. And then, of course, the desserts that are staring you in the face. This,
yes, they are. They're these little
calling
brownies,
your name, Tom.
Little brownies. And that's those are little brownies?
Those are flourless chocolate tarts.
Oh,
or
flourless.
Flourless chocolate cakes.
Okay, which means they're gluten-free, if I'm not mistaken.
Gluten-free. The bride is gluten-free.
Oh,
so
wow.
She can't have the apple tart, though. That has flour in it. Yep, that was for the men. Most men love apple pie. So, yeah.
That's why that part's leaning my way. Because I'm not gluten-free.
Yeah, and in my walkabout in the chef world, that is the best pie crust you will ever eat.
Oh, my gosh.
I guarantee it.
Okay,
it's incredible.
I know you can't see this, but there will be pictures. But I do want to emphasize that if you have an event coming up, and this is the time of year where there's a lot of them, you can actually go right to our website, and you can order and have this wonderful food by Melissa. Look up Morsels by Melissa on our website, and you can have it delivered right to your home or your office for parties. So that's really cool. Okay, so you are making these very unique sides for a barbecue, which, again, people are probably going, that's different.
Well, they'll be light, but they'll be filling.
Yeah, and, but I mean, it's still, it's pretty
nice
cool.
Nice and fresh.
And you know, let's say it. I mean, today's world with gluten-free, I mean, that's something, you know, big time. And I know because I have some friends that are gluten-free, and they're kind of limited.
Yeah.
You know, they don't seem to get the flavors that they like. And so now looking at the fact that you have these are gluten-free cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, again, I'm not a gluten-free person, but I'm going to eat some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So they're making more progress, and you obviously are very creative in doing stuff like that. So folks, if you're gluten-free and you're concerned, but you want to have a gathering, you want to have, get with, you can either go through us or you can go directly to Melissa. I mean, no worries. It's not going to hurt my feelings, but I will find you. But so, and I know the answer to this. Oh, and over there, Trey's over there chowing down already. I love it. He's over there just.
He's a happy camper.
He's a happy camper. He's smiling. He's just munching. Look at it. Dude, calm down.
By the way, the chicken breast that you're eating this morning is a chipotle lime marinade that I make.
Ooh.
It's my own recipe.
Oh,
and
wow.
I hope you'll enjoy. That's a really great chicken breast.
I'll
enjoy
be trying it. Yep. I'm a breast guy.
Just saying.
Just saying, yeah. I'm talking chicken now. I'm talking chicken. So, obviously, you know, you have a wide variety. Okay,
yes.
I know because we put your menu on our site.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about some of your other cuisines that you make, because it's not just your standard fare.
Yeah, so it's really hard for me to pinpoint what my specialty is. I would say that, you know, people ask me, what kind of food do you make? And I say, well, it's American gourmet with a French technique. I mean, I don't know. I make all my fresh, all my own sauces with a French technique, marinate all my meats. I do all the desserts. So everything is fresh. I have a very interesting background where I do lots of research on the different ethnic groups, mm-hmm. their menus and their recipes, hometown recipes, specialties. And then I find all these recipes, and then I kind of formulate it into one, and I make it Melissa's recipe. And
blend it.
I blend it. I give it lots of love. I give it a lot of patience. I don't have a lot of patience, but I do when I'm cooking. So
you
talk Mexican, yeah, right? Mexican, Thai, Italian, French. You know, you name it, and I've cooked it.
I
was talking to somebody the other day, like Korean and Vietnamese are the only two that I really haven't cooked. So I'm looking forward to doing some of that.
Okay.
But no, I really do specialty menus, and I'll go out of my way to make a really special evening for somebody if they want something very pinpointed as far as from a different country or something like that. But our menus are very extensive.
Seems like
and,
it.
Yeah. Handcrafted.
Very cool. So you're a reader.
Yes, I am. Yes, yes. Ever since I was old enough to read, I was up till 4 or 5 in the morning and during the summers reading. So that has not stopped. And very often you'll find me at 2 a.m. still reading.
Okay. I can't say that you'd find that with me.
I'm not up early, though. I'm not a morning person.
I would think not. I know reading is fundamental, but I'm not very fundamental.
Yeah.
You've done, obviously, weddings and other events. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most memorable ones that you have done?
Oh, goodness. Gosh,
you
caught me. Yeah,
you
caught me. We
didn't
talk about this before the radio show. Some memorable ones would be in really cool backyards.
Gotcha.
I'm an outdoor person. I'm an avid gardener, love flowers, love plants. We were just in California. I saw these succulents, and it inspired me. So I'm going to be putting some succulents in my backyard. So, but anyway, back on task. there is this a client that I had down in Virginia Highlands, and she was with the Democratic Party. And she would have fundraisers in her backyard. And you walked through her house. Her house was fabulous as well. But you walk through her house and you go into this garden and you're in a different world. I mean, she had water fountains going. So you had that noise. You had, beautiful ambiance.
it's little, a kind of
little
a
white
noise,
lights, yeah. Flowers, plants.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just beautiful. And so, you know, the atmosphere of an event is so important.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's not just about the way the food tastes. It's the way it looks. It's the environment that you set it in. So if you're having a party, you know, when your guests walk through the door, make it an experience because it's all part of it.
Something about that people kind of eat with their eyes initially.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so... a memorable party that I used to run a dinner club, Mel's Diner. So right. So Mel's Diner was
Mel's. Yeah, that's for some of you. you might be wondering what the heck's she talking about. Those of you who are in a certain age bracket, not mentioning any names or at my age. Yeah, we understand.
Yeah, kiss my grits. Right? That brings it back. All right, so this private dinner party, supper club, I ran it at my house. Clients came, personal friends came, whatever, and I did a different ethnic cuisine every time. Well, this one time we did a Hawaiian luau, and it was awesome. And we had everybody doing the limbo, and we had really good food. I'd taken a pig's head and put it in the center of the table that I'd roasted. He had a little lay on his head, you know. It was a great, great party. You know, so we had... And
his last wish was to get laid.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Sorry, was there. I just...
Yeah. So, there's been a lot of great events. I've done weddings for 250, 300 people where, you know, you look around the room, people are enjoying your food, they're raving about the desserts or the food, and... or they cut into the wedding cake and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the best wedding cake I've ever tasted. That is a great day for Mel's, you know, for Morsels by Melissa.
Or
my
Mel.
Nickname is Mel. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So it's a great day in Mel's world.
There you go.
So Mel's world. But yeah. So
I knew you'd get some singing in there somewhere. I knew the singing was coming.
Right?
Just waiting.
Yeah. Kick out an aria real quick. I get fed, so to speak, by people enjoying my food, and it's instant gratification. That's what it's all about. That was in the music field. That was the same thing. I mean, I just love making someone's day.
Definitely.
You know, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So with my community outreach, same, same thing. You know, making something greater than yourself. You know,
you have
bringing
to.
It to
you have
people.
To.
Yeah.
So basically you're one stop. I mean, so, 'cause you mentioned the cakes.
Yeah.
Because normally some people might go with a caterer and say, okay, I got, you know, this is our course for the event. And then they get a baker for the cake stuff. But you got it all.
Yeah. I really try to
just need some
do the wedding
notice,
cake
I'm
at
sure.
the. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of notice for weddings.
Can't
but,
do one of those this afternoon at 6 o'clock, can you?
I once did a wedding in New York City. And all the food was provided by Morsels by Melissa, and we did chocolate-covered strawberries and stuff.
Ooh.
But they said that they had a family member that would make the wedding cake. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You know, well, I didn't ask for pictures. I didn't ask to, you know, taste their cake or anything. I mean, we had it all decked out, right? New York City, this top of this huge building. We're on the penthouse, you know, nice. Level, overseeing the lights of the city. Gorgeous. And in walks the cake. The cake looked like it was made by a three-year-old. I mean, it was horrendous. I don't know. I don't remember eating it. I don't know what it tasted like. But at that moment, I was like, okay, we are not having anything other than morsels by Melissa at any other event I cater. You know, so
wow.
I have allowed other wedding cakes, you know, in the past. But yeah, that one took the cake. Ha ha. So that was crazy. But I remember that day. But yeah, I like to provide everything at the events.
Well, that way,
because I want everything to be up to par.
Exactly. You want it to be right.
Perfect.
Because I'm sure even though you didn't do that cake, there are probably some people that had that perception that, oh, everything was great, and then she did that.
What did they do with that cake? What was up with that? You know, that's the thing. In the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they think I made that cake.
That's in the back of the mind of a lot of people when you do something like that. Yeah. That's what's scary about it. So, you know, guys, again, I want to remind you that Shut Up and Eat is brought to you by your friends at choicestoyou.com. We are your local restaurant delivery service that when you place an order with us, we will take care of it. We have our drivers use insulated bags. They have either a shirt or a name tag that identifies himself. Plus, if you call our office, you will actually get somebody here, not only in the United States, but in Georgia. So we feel that's very important, and we want to make sure that we give you personalized service. Also, just quick reminder that this Saturday is Paint Gwinnett Pink at Cool Ray Field to raise funds for breast cancer. And a very good friend of mine is doing it. It's funny. She's Bobby Manning is her name, and she's actually had a couple videos on Facebook that show her promoting it. One is her in a Falcons uniform. I kid you not, doing a little promo that they're gonna run, they're gonna knock them, they're gonna sock them. It's crazy. Then she does another one as a cheerleader, which is just Bobby is a trip. I love her to death, and they're doing that this coming weekend. It's Saturday morning. Any runners, get on out there. So, because that is definitely an event to be a part of. And on that note, you do a lot of stuff with the community.
I do.
You do. You like the segue on that?
There you go. My mom is a cancer survivor, by the way.
God bless her. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I hope that the event goes really well on Saturday.
Yes,
great.
That is awesome. Yeah. How, if I may ask, how many years?
She is in remission. Let's see. She's been in remission for 2 years. She was on the medication afterwards for 5. So 7 years, I think.
Awesome.
Something. Forgive me, Mom, if I got that wrong. But
right.
But
I don't think she's going to concern with the exact age.
I can't imagine a world without my mom.
No,
so,
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear
so
you. Well, that's
praise
awesome.
God that she got through that.
Amen to that. That is awesome.
Yep.
So
community service. I do a lot of work with Friends of Refugees, which is out of Clarkston. If you don't know anything about that community over there, they're the biggest group of refugees in the United States. Collectively, I don't know how many people live in that area, but with Friends of Refugees, what they do is they help find homes for these people. They help find jobs. They help teach their kids. They do all kinds of different programs. And you'll find people from every country you can imagine.
Mm.
And I have done cooking classes for them.
Oh, very cool.
Where, you know, sometimes people are displaced. Mm-hmm. And they come to the United States and they can't be a doctor anymore. Or they can't be whatever their profession was.
Right.
Because it's not recognized here. So they're trying to learn other professions so they can get a job and provide for their families. So I ran a couple of cooking classes for Friends of Refugees over at First United Methodist Church in Norcross. They let us use their kitchen. And I taught basic skills. And I taught them how to use all of the equipment in the kitchen so that they could get a job and make money for their families. So that's one of the things that I've done. And then I also do a couple events for them every year. They just had their 30th anniversary event downtown in Buckhead. And I organized all the caterers. So what they did was they brought graduates from their program, so to speak, that are in the food field. And so I talked to all of the food vendors, and I organized all of that. And then they came to the event, and I helped put everything out on the buffet. And I provided all the desserts, and I provided a couple of savories. And it was a fantastic evening for Friends of Refugees. And it's just really great to see a program like that supported in the community.
Yeah, so that is very cool. That is very
I'm blessed to be part of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes, I was eating some of that apple.
Now tell me that's not one of the best crusts you've ever eaten.
Darling, if I was still a smoker, I'd go have a cigarette.
Yeah, that's so good. So.
Cliff and Melissa, I know you're, if you're listening, yeah, there's a reason why I'm not worried about some things I'm saying, because I know you guys, and I know you know this young lady, so it's okay.
So that's the rustic apple tart.
That is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, that is really good.
Yeah, guys. It's really good with vanilla ice cream or with whipped cream or something like that. Yep.
I'm gonna
or
stop.
Just cold right out of the fridge. Anyway.
That could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm one of these guys that like to have dessert first anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
Something else that we talked about just before the show is you guys got some plans coming up around Mall of Georgia.
We do. I have
Please tell me all about it.
Yeah, I used to have a cafe down in Buckhead, and I closed that about a year ago. And so I've been looking for the perfect location up near where I do all my catering. And I think we found it. Well, I don't think. We are in. We had the architect walk the other day, and the basic the concept is Southern comfort food. So Southern cuisine with really great sides, and barbecue is going to be part of it, roasted meats, braised meats. Cow, pig, and chick. You know, everything you can imagine. And our biggest concept is everybody coming by and picking up food for their family on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh, yummy, kid-friendly, adult-friendly, just really great family fare.
And something tells me that we'll also be able to get it delivered by Choices to You.
Possibly,
very
yes.
Very possible.
Yeah,
think?
Yeah. So we have another chef on board. He's going to be doing the restaurant end of it, and I'm going to be in charge of all the catering and developing that part of it. So yeah, it should be a great opportunity.
And you don't have a name for it
we
yet.
We don't. So we'll if you have any suggestions, go to morselsbymelissa.com and, you know, give me some suggestions.
We should make a contest out of it.
Absolutely. We're going to have a naming party soon.
There you
so
go.
I'm not
yeah.
sure, you know.
Yeah, there you
we've,
go.
We've had lots of great, you know, braised and confused. That's one of them, which I thought that was awesome, you know. So
I like that. That's
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, lots of great things in store for us.
Well, you know what, guys? Go on to... You have a Facebook page, correct?
I do.
Go to Melissa's Facebook page. Throw out some suggestions.
Yeah.
I don't know if or what she might give you a surprise or a prize for doing it, but that's the pretty cool part. It's that time of year, you know, treats. Just no tricks. No tricks for that. All right? You can't do that. Are you done eating over there? Oh, no? I'm about halfway through your apple tart here. That is good.
You've been busy.
I have been.
One thing left to do.
One thing. All right. So.
Shut up and eat.
We're
right?
Gonna, yeah. I like that. Oh, man. Good. She became when I can't show up, she'll do it for me.
There you go.
All right. Real quick. Your website?
Morselsbymelissa.com.
Okay. Now, do you have Twitter and other?
I am not on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
My husband would like to think that I'm on Instagram, but I'm not. Basically, I'm on Facebook. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask now, right now, because you work out of a kitchen for your catering.
Yes.
What do you know, whereabouts is this restaurant going to be?
It's going to be on the backside of Mall of Georgia, on the loop that goes around. We're closest to the highway. So, you get off the highway and you take your
Mall
first
Mall of Georgia
ride.
Boulevard.
Yes, off of 85.
All right, so keep your eyes out for that. I'm sure you'll be posting on your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
I also would like you to, once you do it, post it on mine. Share it on the choicestoyou.com
yep,
page,
fantastic.
And I will in turn share it because I think that's big. And again, very, you know, Melissa's, the food is fantastic. I've tasted it at different times. Of course, I'm getting too much on it now. And her community involvement is awesome. You've been a member of the Gwinnett Chamber also for a couple of years.
Yes. Been enjoying that very much.
Yeah, good group of people. I know you ran into Trey at one of the events, and you're like, I'm going to be on that show.
Yeah, yeah. I've been giving away soups and desserts.
Oh, very cool.
You know, everybody's getting to enjoy morsels. You know,
nothing wrong with
one
that.
One morsel at a time.
One
right?
morsel at a time. There you go. That's awesome. And again, as I look over, Trey's chomping again. So if I wait any longer, I will have nothing. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to just say, shut up and eat.